When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Wednesday. Our buddy Matt Pauly is in from the sports department. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
So I was just telling Wheel something about myself, and I think it's an interesting discussion because it has a lot to do with sports fans. And I said to Wheels, I would make a terrible baseball executive because I fall in love.
Yeah.
And out of love, right?
And out of love.
Yeah. Well, the Cardinals do that with their own guys. And I think the industry does that with their own guys. But that is definitely something that, and I remember two, three years ago, sitting in John Mozeliak's suite at the winter meetings, like asking him about that, and he was very open about that, saying, "Yeah, I think when you develop guys, when you invest in people, of course you fall. That's a human thing. If you invest in somebody, you're going to see the best in them. So that's why this is a crucial moment for the St. Louis Cardinals organization, because you got a guy walking in right now who isn't as invested in a lot of the individuals. Now, Hines has been around for 2 years, so he's got personal relationships with people. He's been involved in the draft. So I'm not saying it's like somebody who's just been plucked from another organization, thrown in with zero relationships. That's not the case. But he doesn't have the extreme connection with people the way others have, and specifically Mo.
Yeah. I almost feel like it would be smart, and maybe some guys do this and they just don't call it this, and you know it's something else. But you've always said, Dave, if you had, I think it was you that said it, maybe it was Ron, no, it might be Ronji, that said if you won the lottery, you would hire a no man, the person that's just going to say no to everybody that asks, so you don't have to do it.
Yeah,
I think you need a version of that on your staff.
Yeah.
When you're in charge, you need someone that's going to be
non-emotional.
like hey, dude, I mean, maybe we shouldn't be that attached, because you are, you know, and not just at a president of baseball operations level, but at a scout level, at a manager, minor league manager's level, you got like Randy Flores when you're the draft guy. Well, yeah, partly your reputation is on those guys because you picked them. You know, they're picked on your watch. They're developed on your watch. So all of those people are going to have they have stake in it, right? You've got a stake in it. And it would be really helpful to have someone that would just be kind of almost neutral. Hey, you got to have it internal, right? Because, you know, if it's external, well, now you're giving information outside the organization. You don't want to do that. But, you know, you almost have to have someone that's the voice in the room that just is maybe just the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years ago, before Heim took over the player development system like he was in this past year. 2 years ago, his first year in the organization, he was doing a full audit of all things in the organization. There's a lot of value to that, maybe to not in that degree, but there's a lot of former baseball general managers that are kicking around. Maybe annually you bring in a different one every year and you say, do a quick audit of the organization and just give us a report on what you think.
Yeah, and you're not in here all the time. You're not friends with everybody. You're just kind of an observer.
So I was listening to you guys last night, as you know, and I heard the interview with Rooney and Haim. Great.
Yeah.
And I heard Haim say something I loved. And he basically said, and you guys know this because you presented it, that we have guys who show flashes.
Yeah.
But to be a real ball player, you need to flash 8 out of 10 games. That was so simple and wise.
Yeah, and his point was, he prefaced that by saying you can walk into any AA and any AAA clubhouse, and you can take any player in there, and their best, their absolute best, is Major League ready.
Yes.
Anybody from AA up, their best is ready to be in Major Leagues. However, they may show you your best 1 out of 10 times, 2 out of 10 times, and you need that 8 or 9, which is a really good point, because I was around minor league baseball for 10 years. You've been around the game for so long. You see these guys who are not in the big leagues, and you marvel at them one day, and then the next day it's like, well, that guy doesn't look like much. Like, it's incredible. Based the grind of the season, I talk about this a lot. When you build a roster, when you prepare for a year, it's not just about winning today. It's about winning this month and winning the year. That's why I love the 162 game nature of baseball, because you get 100 games in, you still have 2.5 months of baseball. Surviving the 162 games is such a challenge. So we always see teams that are right there at the All-Star break and they fade out, and not as much some lately because of the expanded playoffs, so teams can stick around. But man, the grind of the baseball season, 162 games, is unlike anything else in sports.
Yeah, it's funny because then the playoffs are different.
Yeah.
Right? The playoffs, every game's urgent. Every game is you're going to your best guys in the bullpen if you have a lead. It goes from like the marathon literally to the sprint, which is, I think, fun.
Yeah. Dylan Cease was dealing today in the third inning.
Yeah.
And Schilt had the bullpen up only because Cease had never thrown more than 3 1/3 innings in a playoff start ever. So he gets into the third inning, and history tells you this guy's about to blow up, and Schilt had somebody going and ready, and that's the playoffs. You can't do that.
Cease also had a 6 ERA this year.
That's true, but he was, but Schilt wasn't, and this is a compliment of Mike Schilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Schilt was reacting to the track record of Dylan Cease. Here's a dude that struggled in the playoffs over his career. Here's a dude that's never gone more than 3 1/3 innings. We are into the third inning. Let's have coverage in case this goes bad really fast. It didn't, but that was the plan right there.
I think that's something, too, that, you know, I'm surprised there are still fans that live in the past on this, where there are people yell about, why did you take out Max Fried last night? And that's what we talked about with the Yankees. And I can't believe Cease was dealing and he only threw 69 pitches. Why is he out? Well, first of all, because you don't wait for something to go wrong. You follow a plan. And in the case of the Padres especially, they have the best bullpen in baseball. And they're down in this series. So if they lose today, they're out. So what do you trust more? A guy that's dealing for 3 innings, who had a 6 ERA on the year, or this line of 5 or 6 guys in the bullpen that all throw 98 to 100 and strike people out? I mean, I'm going to trust those guys.
Yeah.
There are times where I've disagreed with a manager taking a pitcher out when they're dominating. You know, was it Kevin Cash had one of those with Blake Snell?
Yeah.
And I think there are times when that's wrong, but not when you can look down in the bullpen and see, I have 4 closers. I can just line them all up and run them all out there, and the other team is not going to hit them.
Can you imagine if the Cardinals were snuck into the playoffs, were playing today, Sonny Gray looks great, and he goes into the third inning, and Ollie's got somebody up in the bullpen? Cardinals fans would lose their ever-loving minds over this.
Yeah.
And you know that's what Mike Schilt did in this game, and it was the right move, and it would have been the right move there. When the Cardinals lost to the Phillies in the playoffs a few years ago, and was it Quintana that they got out of there kind of early and ended up going bad, but it was absolutely the right move. Like, being aggressive with your pitching in the playoffs is a really smart thing to do.
Yeah, it's just a different thing.
And, yeah.
Now, kind of one of the things I want to, we'll just do this as kind of a tease for later, because it's one of the things that I wanted to get to, because at, when we have a day like yesterday, when there are a lot of things happening, I am always stunned by the number of people that have not caught up to the way things are, as opposed to the way things used to be, like this case.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're building a roster, you don't have to just go buy players. You know, I know what it looked like before. I know what Walt Jocketty did. But that world doesn't exist now the way that it did then. It's the world is different. And
how so?
Well, as an example, back in that time, it was pre-revenue sharing. You didn't have the big TV deals in that time period in the late 90s, early 2000s did not exist the way that they did. So you would take a team like Oakland. They would trade players literally just to not have to pay them. They would trade you Mark McGwire just to save the money. Because if they save that money, they won't be in the red that year. They might actually break even or turn a profit. That doesn't exist now. Even the A's, even the Pirates, even these low-level teams, they make $100 million before they ever sell a ticket from national TV money, revenue-sharing money that they get, things along those lines. So that stuff wasn't fully in force 25 years ago, going back 30 years ago. So making the Edmonds trade with the Angels, that's not a trade that's typically out there today. That's a trade that's going to cost you an elite young player, not just bodies, not just good players or, you know, decent players. It's going to cost you elite guys you don't want to move because teams don't have to save the money.
Yesterday, I got a text message or, you know, video stream message, something from somebody saying, the issues that the Cardinals are in right now started when the team moved on from Walt Jocketty.
Oh, my God.
And that basically the Cardinals would not be in the position they are in right now if they had not moved on from Walt Jocketty. Cardinals have been in a couple World Series. They've won a World Series. They've been one of the most successful teams in all of baseball.
If you look at the day,
Jocketty isn't even with us anymore.
Yeah.
And that's that. That was somebody like that. That statement is just, I have a hard time wrapping my hands around that.
Well, I mean, if you look, again, this is that idea that you got to get out of the past. It's not what it used to be. I was arguing with people on Twitter today that, you know, Ollie doesn't command enough authority to have roster say. No manager has roster say anymore. No. They have an opinion. They have a voice. They can express it. And a front office will ignore it or they'll do it. You're not going to pressure a front office now the way that Tony La Russa was able to. When he was trying to get a guy like Matt Holliday, when he was trying to get an upgrade to the bullpen or to the rotation or whatever, managers don't have that power in the game at this point. None of them do, and it's not Bruce Bochy is maybe even ahead of TLR as far as like the greatness of a manager in terms of achievement. He got 5 World Series now? 4?
Yeah.
3 in San Fran. He had the 1 in Texas. So he's got 4 World Series wins. One of the greatest managers of all time. He didn't have control of the roster in Texas these past couple years.
And he just walked out the door because he doesn't know how much money they're going to spend. That was why.
Because they're going to cut back on payroll. They're going to go younger.
Weren't there a couple coaches like that who retired as opposed to go through a rebuild?
Yeah, and that's the other thing that kills me. Is like I've been having a lot of people, you probably get it too, the people that are mad that you're not firing the manager. I'm like, well, okay, so what established winning manager wants to jump into a rebuild? I don't know very many of them.
No.
Because if they're an established winning manager, they're probably in their 60s. And that means they don't have a lot of years left in their career. Are they really going to jump in on a team that's, at the moment, going through a rebuild?
Bochy came out of retirement to go to Texas, and he won a World Series there. Mission accomplished. It hasn't gone well for him the last 2 years. My suspicion is we've seen the last of Bochy managing, unless another situation pops up that's just a ready-made World Series
team.
Yeah,
it would have to be a contender that is, just, you know, their people are mad, or maybe their manager steps away or whatever. But, like, look at, you know, so Terry Francona is a big-name manager, right? Won the World Series. He's got a great reputation. A lot of people wanted him instead of Mike Matheny back in the day. And I think maybe instead of Mike Schilt, but I think he was employed at that time.
Yeah.
But people were campaigning for Francona instead of Mike Matheny at the time. And Terry Francona is great. Terry Francona's team just had 5 more wins than the Cardinals this year. They have things in Cincinnati the Cardinals don't have. There's no Ellie De La Cruz on the Cardinals roster. There's no Hunter Green or Andrew Abbott. Those guys don't exist in St. Louis right now.
And
they have 3 or 4 starting pitchers that would all be at Sonny Gray's level or better. And they only won 5 more games than the Cardinals. The manager thing is not magic. It's all about the players that you have. And I you know, you guys, think about this. I think I said it to you on a break. So Tony La Russa is one of the all-time greats, top 3 or 4 manager of all time. He had a 6-year run from his last 3 years in Oakland and his first 3 years in St. Louis where he had a losing record the whole time. 6 years. He didn't win a World Series until he had been a manager for 13 years. His first 11 seasons, he had one playoff win, one playoff game that was won. That's Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
And we think that people are just going to magically come in and change things. And when you look at TLR, you look at Bruce Bochy. Why do you think Bruce Bochy in San Francisco, they would win 1 year, lose the next year, win a World Series and then fall off? Because it's the players. It's not the manager changing. The roster changes, injuries, and you know maybe a guy leaves in free agency or whatever. I don't get why this is complicated. Look at Tony La Russa's career. When they had good enough teams, they won. When they didn't, he didn't.
People make the argument all the time. Well, if Oliver Marmol was anywhere else, he would be fired. Why? Well, even if you're not expecting to win, even if he's overachieving with this group, that's not even true. Look how long Derek Shelton lasted in Pittsburgh. Look how long Bell lasted in Cincinnati. Teams that don't have high expectations. And the Cardinals roster has been the Pirates and the Reds roster over the last 2 or 3 years have been better than the Cardinals roster, especially when it comes to high-end talent. There's no Paul Skeens walking into that clubhouse. And Shelton, with Paul Skeens, came back year after year after year. Now, Skeens just for 2 years of that. But the point is, no, that's not true. That's Oliver Marmol in the exact same circumstances with other teams in baseball would not be fired for this run. Now, if you do it in New York with the Yankees, yeah. If you do it in L.A. with the Dodgers, yeah. But they're not going to present rosters.
Well, they're also $350 million payroll.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday, 425. We just had a fun thing happen. Andrew, you miss so much.
I miss everything.
Not being in here.
I miss everything.
He's the boy in the bubble.
That last ad that played. It's like
Herman's Hermit.
Something tells me I'm in something good.
I was rocking out in here.
I believe in magic. And Wheels is just seething. And he says to Rach and I, he doesn't even look up. He just goes, something about this music makes me so angry.
I'm like, I think I said out loud, like, It's the happiest, joyous music, and I don't know why, but I hear it, and I just want to punch something.
Globally celebrated joy music.
And I just hear it, and I'm like, oh, I hate you guys.
The happiest songs from the last 60 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, does it help that I realize that I'm this way?
It helps me.
Yes, No, there are times where, like, we'll be in here laughing about something, and I feel so bad for Andrew because he'll text me and be like, what are you guys laughing about?
Now, if I look in there and you guys are really cutting up, I'll text like, what's so
this
funny?
Actually happened today.
Yeah, pre-show.
So we were in the office that these two share. And Andrew left for a minute.
I went to go put something in the microwave.
And Rach and Kevin and I started really laughing about something. And Andrew ran back. And here's how he entered the room, having no idea what's going on.
just wanted to be included.
It was like when I opened the treat bag, my dogs come running. Just like that.
Oh, all right, we don't have to go.
Andrew's like, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
We don't have to go if he's a dog.
But he did say, no, it was a joke. He also said when he gets in there, he goes, I hate when I leave and I hear the laughing because I'm missing something.
I know I'm missing something. So I feel like I want to come back in and be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. But what are we laughing about though? I'm just curious.
He'll text me like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, don't worry about it.
She's always like, you kind of had to be there. Yeah. I can't really explain it. I don't know. Wouldn't be funny if I overtext.
Oh, that's really funny.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.